Love is the law during Project Down and Dirty Week. We are trying to send some love to some charities who could use some help during COVID-19. Some of the other shows are raising money for Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly, a line of health care and for the Caregivers Fund, and Every Meal. But right here from 3 to 6 all week, we are going to be taking care of artists, actors, painters, potters, dancers, guitarists, singers, people that could use help because they can't perform and do art shows and all that stuff during COVID-19. So who's going to take care of them?
We are. That's right.
Flossie Heffelfinger and Pauline Erdahl from the play War of the Worlds.
That's right. I've changed my hairstyle for inspiration because apparently my forehead was too much. We're live right now on the MyTalk 107.1 website.
Yes.
This has never happened before. We threatened very early on, Marco. We had cameras in here and all the lighting and everything. We couldn't understand why we never live stream. And I will date us because I remember.
Because it wasn't available?
Well, it was way back when, like, the only thing that you'd see on cable streaming live was Don Imus.
Okay.
If you remember, that's how long we've been on the air. And so I'm like, why would we do it? And now today we're on it, but you really do have to, you're a little more concerned with how you look with this stuff. I want to thank Brandon.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Rocco and you and Amy. Thank you for your donations. We are just asking for little tiny trinkets of donating. It takes a half a second.
Do you think Brandon donated the money because he wanted to know what Harry Styles James Bond homage tattoo is?
We've been holding out, but we did get the donation. So you do have to. So what we're trying to do today is we're raising money, and this is not our best performing.
We have ADD.
We're up at 9 today doing the show, and we didn't really know what we were doing, right?
And there was a lot of stress. You lost sleep because you thought you had this leading actress role that you decided wasn't appropriate for you and you wanted something less and you had to worry all night about it.
Julia, you wouldn't believe. But luckily,
if that would have been me, they would have never given it to me because of that reading. I mean, holy, this is why I'm not an actress. I could never get through a script. I could never get off. What is it? Off script?
Or
what
do we call it? Off book.
Off book. Thank you, Rocco. Because we would always, when we learned that word, we'd ask actors, are you off book? How long did it take you to get off book? And people were like, that's so impressive that you know.
Julia, for Project Down and Dirty, our song, Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better, I had to write down the thing and I sweated so much as sweat the words off my hands.
He did, and we forgot them.
And then I sang it out of order.
He did.
And forgot it.
And we didn't even know the words to I Love Rock and Roll. We know them, but we sweat.
We found out we were singing them wrong for years.
For years. But so I understand.
Very hard to retrain your
how
mind.
Do you train yourself to memorize lines? I mean, this acting's hard. I'm glad that we let that one go a long time ago that we didn't want to.
This one, I mean, since it's a radio play, we had a script right in front of us, which I don't, you know, I've spent 10, 15 years making fun of you, your reading skills.
Thank you.
But, you know, you admit that you have dyslexia.
Dyslexia.
So it's harder for you, right?
Were you a theater kid, Rocco?
I was, actually.
I knew it.
Half of our staff has been in theater. You and I
are not theater kids.
I got kicked
kids.
Out of Tennessee for smoking a cigarette.
I was in 7th and 8th grade in the big, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar, but I didn't Oliver.
Right. I was in The Wizard of Oz.
But, I mean, I was always in an ensemble, except for the part in Oliver where the three, like, homely milkmaids who will buy my lovely roses, or maybe they were... I deliberately sung underneath and let the two girls who could sing, but I was very enthusiastic.
With your arm movements.
With my arm movements.
With physical. Lori was a very enthusiastic physical person.
I mean, you were a theater kid, Rocco.
Oh, yeah.
How old?
I did acting pretty young. I did radio plays and stuff when I was in school and stuff.
Yeah, you can.
But yeah, in the late 80s, I was like, I had the lead in like 3 or 4 things at Woodbury. Yeah.
Is that what led you into radio? Because you were like
kind of good at
up with things and voices.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So I've always kind of been a behind the scenes guy. I like to have my scripts. I like to know what I'm saying. So so this kind of going out here without a net like you guys do every day is different for me. So
yeah.
But being in a radio play like we did this morning,
is kind of right up my alley. So
yes, you were very good.
But
you
I got demoted too, which I'm fine with. Well, I you know I read about three or four roles last night, and then this morning I was down to one. But that's okay because I was like I'm the new guy here, and I you know
you got to save the roles for the talent.
Alexis and the big timers need those roles.
You know what? So. I went from 2-1.
Yeah, well,
it's a nice thing that we're in this together.
Maybe they judged our fundraising skills.
They want it to be the best it can be.
And I mean, that's the one,
and that is always what it is. People are always like really impressed, and I know Jason and I are always the most impressed at the reunion show because we're kind of a little bit of the, you know, oh, they're so mean to us, you know, making us do these things
right.
As if we don't give them enough every day. Day in and day out.
You're so funny.
Raw talent, you know, unpolished, you know. So, but with them, we always like end up going like, that was like really cool. And it's, you know, so professional and it's so
polished.
Well,
they're not going to let us fail.
Well, I mean, it's going to be good. It's going to be good because of the talent.
Even
that's
today,
behind the scenes,
listening to how good Rocco, you're really good, and Colleen and Bradley were really good. I mean, they know you guys are good.
Actually, I just remembered I did get promoted. I went from being angry man to also chicken. And cow.
Oh, that's right. You're part of the Foley team.
Oh,
right.
I
got a promotion. I got a Foley promotion.
Oh, that's right. You got to do Angry Woman or something.
Shoes.
I was the man slowly but sturdily walking across the floor.
Oh, that's right. You Foleyed and you used your...
And I luckily had my boots on with a lug tread sole. And at first they wanted me to put my hands and my feet
mimic
walking across the board. And I'm like... Why can't I just walk on the board with my shoes?
Oh, Lori, you're so
wise. So look
at
me, I'm already shaking up the Foley world.
We need to thank Anonymous. We need to thank Dawn. We need to thank Anonymous and Brandon and Amy still. So thank you, everybody, for donating. We're raising money for our local artists. For Springboard for the Arts.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what Harry Styles' statue is.
All right, the James Bond one?
The James Bond.
It's a martini glass.
Julia?
It's an Aston Martin.
No. No, it is 007.
Oh.
It is the roulette bet he always makes. Rocco?
Red 19.
22.
I don't know what. No. Black 7.
You're close. 17 black.
Okay.
That's his roulette bet.
Well, now we need to remember that. That's going to be a test on Friday, Rocco. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
17 black.
17 black, and it's right on his...
We got people to donate for that, so thank you, everyone.
It's right on his chest. You know, FYI.
Okay, we just got a nice note from Missy who donated, and she said, dedicated to those who have donated funds to support our local musicians who can't wait till their mission of inspiring us is, all right, cut off, happening again. I think she's just saying. I mean,
they miss performing so much. It's just got to be painful.
It's got to be painful. And then on top of it, how do I pay my bills? And how do I do all this stuff? And how do the kids get, you know?
And people that make the costumes and the set people and the paint. I mean, there's just like, it's mind-boggling to really think about it. And we just need to think about it.
We do. We do, don't we? Mm-hmm. We do. And so it's uncomfortable and we're sorry, but we're trying. We're trying. All right. Give me the Taylor Swift tattoo. We're talking about Harry Styles tattoos. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out with us.
Before I give Taylor, because we're going to just tease that out, I just want you to know that, you know, one of Harry's tattoos that have always been admired, or he's got these big swallows on his chest.
Okay.
Right on his pectorals.
Oh.
Big swallows.
Remember when Rihanna put the wings right underneath her
under
breasts?
Under her boobs.
Well, which was really pretty.
Swallows, Julia, is a classic sailor tattoo.
Oh.
One swallow is meant to be tattooed before setting out to sail. The second swallow is tattooed at the end of that. When you get safely home, it is also said if the sailor drowns, then you have swallows that will carry your soul to heaven. Harry just told Us Weekly, I like that kind of style tattoos, like the old sailor kind. They symbolize traveling, and we travel a lot.
Okay.
And he got it when he was a one deer.
Oh, he did when the one deer.
Yeah, all the one deers also have one matching tattoo that they each have.
Do they? What is it?
Julia, do you think I'm going to give it away for free right now?
Oh, no, don't. All right, well, we need another $10 donation or something. And really, thank you people for donating. You don't know how much it means to us when people do it because we're goofs.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, 17 black. Have you, like, roulette, that feels like something I'd never win at. But
I always, like, 10 the hard way for a crap spec.
Because
that feels so great to say that.
I wonder why you would like to say that.
10 the hard way.
Imagine.
And that is a good bet to just put down and then bet the pass line.
Rocco, at one point in Vegas, we were escorted out of a casino, Lori okay. and I.
Just one time?
Well, maybe there was
maybe,
more.
Maybe, but never but really. One, never really. Well,
this two. One wasn't because I was impeding on Carson Daly's personal right. space. This is because you and I, we just had this thing. We were really good at betting with other people's money. And they wanted us to help them.
Yeah.
So if they had a big stack, we'd ask for a couple for our stack because we didn't have any. And then we just got the
ma'am.
Hook. Really, off a stage, off the casino floor, off a craps table floor
picked
area.
Picked up by our elbows.
Picked up by our elbows
and
escorted
out
of the Golden Nugget. That, I mean, both of us. There were two men
and
picked
Rocco,
up by
we
our
were
elbows.
In our 30s.
We were old enough to know better.
Had you invented fake nipples by
not
this point?
Not yet.
Okay. No, we
so
hadn't
Carson
even dropped
Daly.
That.
No.
That was just like a little this glimmer of a droplet of we didn't even have any idea what... Riches were ahead of us.
Yes.
Maybe, imagination wise.
Maybe it was getting kicked out of the Golden Nugget that inspired you.
No.
To greatness.
No. Well, there's many things, Rocco, but yeah. But that was a classic night. And literally, they lifted us by our elbows. That has never happened to me before or after. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
It's Project Down and Dirty. Classic radio drama.
Putting a studio program on the air requires perfect coordination of actors, production staff, and studio technicians. A switch is flipped, a dial is turned, and on the exact second, the show is on the air.
On My Talk 107.1. Presented by 360 Painting Minneapolis and Dr. Ann Aesthetics.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now... Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Well, here's the deal. I just want to, you know, today and through the end of the week, we're raising money for these very excellent charities in our community and helping out people in our community. And so we are raising money for Springboards for the Arts. Go to My Talk Keyword Project. We'd love it if you could donate. We just got a cute donation from Craig. Aww. And he dedicated to his son, Mitchell, who has played piano since he was 4. He's now 28 and has taught me to treasure the arts. And, you know, I
That's
think
so
about,
sweet.
I was just thinking about every time I go to my mom's house, she's got a piano still. And I sit at that damn thing and still try to be, I mean, I never was good, but right. I can read, you know, my mom was really good. And then yeah. she had a stroke and she's been trying, but really kind of affected part of her brain that way mm-hmm. with the strokes, with the keys. But it's just something.
Well, the art, I mean, it's just like.
But people have such talent yes. and want to learn talent mm-hmm. and want to teach talent.
That's nice. And that's really nice.
So I just think that's so sweet. So. Thank you, everybody, for giving money to Springboard for the Arts. We're going to keep, you know, pushing that at you, and hopefully you'll do it. Okay, so what do we have for random? What do you guys think people miss working from an office? Now, we saw more people here than we've seen
it was beyond
in 6 months.
Exciting.
I can't tell you.
It was beyond exciting.
You're right.
We're
it
all masked up. We're all social distancing. But we've never seen this much energy since March 8th or whatever.
Right.
Some days it was just us. Because, Rocco, you weren't even here.
Right. I was working from home full time for a while.
So it was amazing. What do you think people miss the most? Because as
other people.
Yeah.
Other people socializing with
number
other
one.
People.
Ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. Lori, you're so right. Office banter.
Yes.
All of our, you know, we talked.
There's nowhere people can't screw around anymore. You can't screw around in a Zoom meeting.
Right.
Or if you try to screw around, you know, you'll be like a Jeffrey Toobin and ruin your career.
Well, usually, is that what screwing around is to you?
Yeah. No, but I mean,
right,
there's no
pranking.
There's no pranking. There's no kind of BSing. There's like, that is what people miss. And that's what people miss, you know. I think the most, no matter what, because even if you are one of the few people working in an office, it's probably limited.
Absolutely.
You know, and or even like in a restaurant where it's just, you know, a sliver of the staff.
Yeah.
And that's always such a fun part of working at a restaurant is what happens behind
the scenes.
Yeah.
When everybody comes
and just
in.
Everything. Yeah. And the funny, it's funny. It's endlessly funny. And you have to have black humor about a lot of A lot of jobs.
I think so.
You know?
Okay. This is one that I really understand. It's like being able to just ask a question out loud and having someone answer it instead of having to type a text or do an email or something. Just saying, does anybody know this? And you know how y'all just shout it out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Over the cubes. People miss their desk. You know, a lot of homes don't have the formal desk that we have, you know, here and stuff. So that's another one.
Did you say, I found it kind of fun to finally put on clothes, you know, like for weeks, I would only wear a nice shirt.
Yeah.
But this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But now I like it. It's like, oh, I'm going to wear that sweater. Oh, I haven't worn those green pants in a while.
Right, right.
I haven't worn these shoes. I mean, if I'm just at home, I'm wearing gray sweatpants and a t-shirt.
I didn't wear makeup for quite a bit at the beginning, and I decided it's time. So I understand, but
I disagreed strongly with that.
I know, Lori, you've been putting on your full face and everything the whole time, but I didn't care.
I mean, if you ask my wife, she loves, you know, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to dress up and do this and do that. But I kind of like it, you know? It's like, I'm wearing my funky sweaters. People can see me on the
Yesterday, you were the green monster. You had on a green pair of pants and a green shirt.
Right.
And Lori...
Was that bad? Was Lori talking bad about me?
Not at all.
Okay,
but I noticed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to wear like cologne and, you know, just try to look nice. And then for weeks and months, I just was like, I'll just sit in the basement with my sweatpants on. Maybe.
Time to get the hard pants out, people.
Yep. Okay, well, here's people miss their chair, you know, having a good printer that works, that ink comes for, and you don't spend $50 every time you got to print in.
I miss people's candy dishes. There is literally no place to get candy anymore. There is just, it is the dregs. We are now the candy drawer.
Well, we have been the candy drawer.
But that is pathetic.
Times are changing.
Right.
Okay, so Rocco, this might be for you because Lori and I don't have young kids anymore.
Sure.
But like parenting.
I never did, just full disclosure.
Oh, really? Not you. We felt like you did. You had a lot of advice for us. Okay, half parents with young kids say that this pandemic era is going to permanently affect their parenting. And here were the ideas. Here are the top two ways. They're putting more emphasis on hygiene and focusing more on getting their kids to do chores and clean up around the house.
Yeah.
So getting your kids to take better care of themselves and help you clean. Clean your room and make your bed.
This can only...
Not sure that's happening in my
house. Yeah, I don't know that those would be my two.
This can only be great parental goals that I think many people will achieve because that doesn't seem like too big of a thing.
It doesn't. One of them. But I do know a lot more kids are doing chores.
Why not?
Yep. Why not? All right.
This Is Us is back tonight.
I am thrilled. I'm thrilled. Rocco, you don't watch that, but it moves us.
We love
it
this
moves
show.
Us.
And I couldn't feel, I'm like... Why is Justin Hartley on with Ellen today promoting
This Is Us?
And for some reason, they either had more finished before the shutdown. Anyway, they were able to, they're the first network, like really fall show to come back
in
a big way. There's been new ones.
Right. Like that horrible thing that you
watched.
But
they would have normally have like started filming like in July or something. So anyway, Kevin, and if you remember, This Is Us had an unbelievable finale because they had, it was the shiny privileged actor, Kevin, beautifully played by Justin Hartley, confronts his brother, played by Sterling K. Brown, over strong-arming their ailing mom, Rebecca, played by Mandy Moore, into an experimental Alzheimer's study.
Right.
And they fought so down and dirty with each other.
Yes, they did.
That Randall, played by Sterling K. Brown, told Kevin that their father, Jack, Milo Ventimiglia, died ashamed of him. Okay, that's a brotherly low.
I've got goosebumps.
Okay.
Those are fighting words.
Those are fighting words. And Kevin told Randall that the worst thing that ever happened to me was the day they brought you home because he was found abandoned at a firehouse or whatever it was.
Right.
And so in the middle of all of that, Kevin finds out his one-night stand girlfriend who's good friends with his sister is pregnant and pregnant with twins.
I didn't know it was twins.
Yes.
Oh, stop it, Lori. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so anyway.
So now you're caught up.
So that's a lot for a self-sabotaging, self-centered, turned self-aware movie star who's newly sober to deal with. The fighting words of his brother saying, "Dad was ashamed of you," which is what he fears. And then the one night stand saying, "I'm pregnant with twins," mm-hmm. and she's like 38. So, you know,
have you guys ever, like, when you get in a fight with a sibling or something,
of course.
Dig that deep and make up crap? Or
I know, Rocco,
you have a sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't really fight or anything.
Yeah.
We just sort of avoid each other or, you know, just coexist.
But are you a fan? Are you just one and two? Are there just two kids?
Yeah. But then my dad went on to have other kids and we actually all get along pretty good.
Do you?
Yeah. But you guys have siblings?
Yes, I think when you have siblings of 3, 4, 5 kids, and the kids are, like, you know, close in age, which is how a lot of, you know,
bigger families are.
Oh, yeah, there can be vicious. But, you know, then you also know that. I mean, like, I remember my dad's mom, Grandma Fudge, and she had, like, 5 sisters. And sometimes I would go, "Now don't bring up Aunt Marge to Grandma Fudge because they're not Fudge Trucking. And Vicky aren't speaking right now." And I'd always want to know why. And my mom would never tell me. And I remember there would be things like that with her mom.
And Grandma Julia was from a big family.
There could be things where one sister, you wouldn't be talking and it could go on for a while.
Mm-hmm. Happened with my dad's siblings.
Yes
it did.
So that's
the setup tonight for this.
That's
is
the finale.
Well, what? So Justin,
it's Kevin centric, which is why Kevin is the one that was on Ellen.
Yeah,
and
Mandy Moore's pregnant right now, and she's with Dawes. You know, she's having her first child, and we don't know what's happening with the other ones. But so he's 43 years old.
Mm-hmm.
His ex-wife is on Dancing with the Stars.
Still dancing.
And she's from Selling Sunset.
Chrishell.
And
I got to be honest, I kind of fast forward over her, but she was Maleficent last night and she looked
amazing.
Dancing with the Stars was pretty good last night. Tyra, for the first time, looked good, but she's in costume.
Oh.
So her regular clothes, she looks terrible. And then last night, what was it, Game of Thrones? And when she was sort of like a vamp, like an Elvira.
Oh, really?
She looked fantastic.
All right.
But, well, I mean, that's not a good sign when finally in 5 weeks, the only thing you've looked good in is the costume night.
Well, you're right. Now,
but
let me just tell you this gross story. So Justin Hartley, Kevin, who's beautiful from This Is Us.
And we've seen him in person.
Yes, we have. And
wasn't he with his?
Yeah.
They weren't married.
But they were married.
Oh, were they just married?
But when he came back, when This Is Us won the SAG Awards, he was just with the cast because the cast is so huge.
Yes.
And when it's a bottleneck trying to get out of the green room, so they have to talk to us.
And we've figured out that we sit next to the bottleneck where people have to squeeze
past
us. It's quite
on that side of the room. Yeah. Even though there seems to be assigned seating, which we never follow. Just sit there. But so Justin, we're like, what did we say?
You said you're so hot.
I did.
And he just melted back. Thank you.
Oh.
Do you ever, are there ever, like,
we live for these moments, Rocco. As meeting.
And
we've met.
Have you ever watched like an E or somebody who is like legitimately, you know, doing interviews on the red carpet? And then you hear in the background, "We're from Minnesota."
Yes, that used to happen.
My sister lived in here next door to you at Double White House.
Yes.
Echo, you remember. He remembers all of
it. I have to listen to the footage of that every year. Except for the one year you didn't bring back footage.
That's because Lori forgot to turn on the microphone.
But yeah, have you ever heard yourself on somebody else's?
Yes.
Okay.
People heard us the year that you met Jared Leto and we rented the dresses from Stephanie's and your hair was long enough and it was in an updo and we were by the end, by the door, and you were on fire because now we were veterans.
I was.
And people heard you on E.
Yes, they did.
I got texts. My phone was blowing up. Mm-hmm. People could hear Julia on E.
Yeah. And that
was
the year.
Down the carpet from us.
Was the year that, Kelly Osbourne, we were fighting over the space because they literally gave us, Rocco, E space. Don't you remember? My talk.
E made us move.
I know.
They were in the wrong spot.
I know.
Or we were.
Well, they put us there, and then they made us move. And we're like, excuse me, I'm not leaving this bush. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, here's what Justin Hartley said. He said...
That's what Justin Hartley said.
That's right, I'm not leaving this bush.
There's Adele was in a bush in Saturday Night Live. There's a lot of bushes. Okay, this is a star, Justin Hartley, recalled the muscle injury he sustained while working at his home gym. So here's what he says. It was in March, I think, when the lockdown happened, and so I thought... Well, I'll enjoy my home, and instead of being lazy, I'll just work out a lot and read, and I'll learn an instrument and a foreign language. I'm just going to tackle 17 things.
You know,
and he didn't do any of those things. He said, I was working out, and I ended up doing something kind of ridiculous. I tore my bicep off my arm. It was nasty. The tendon that holds it to the bone came off. It sounded like someone ripped your shirt. It was bad. And then he was doing bicep curls at the time. It was something that I shouldn't have done. It was a curl, like a bicep curl, but he jerked the weight around. It was too much.
Delia, you're missing. Let me Hollywood speak this story. The part he's not telling, and the reason he's so grateful that he had this happen, because Ellen doesn't want to ask
if you broke up with your ex-wife in a text.
In a text anymore. What happened? You two were just here and you were so in love. Any more than she wants to be asked about being mean. But how he got the injury, Julia, he was bicep curling a chick.
He was not. Did he say that?
No, I just know it.
Oh.
No. She challenged him. She just oiled him, and she was really in awe of how he looked.
What? Wacko, who is she? Okay.
Is
you can take back Revenge your $10.
No, but it's quarantine. You're bored. She's like, she probably calls him Babe. Babe, just bicep curl me, and I'll do my camera over there. They look so amazing, and she looks so... she weighs 95 pounds. He's curled more than that, but...
Have you ever been curled by Casey?
No, but I would have liked to have in the day he could have curled me. You know, yeah, I would love it. I mean, remember when you got curled?
I did.
You got curled right here in the studio.
I did.
Was it Lou Ferrigno or something?
No, but I love that you said that. Because we met him 1 year at the Starkey.
So did I.
Yeah.
I wonder if we were there together. That's funny.
Wacko, you're so funny Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, that's what Justin... Take it. You just got insider made up scoop by me.
Lori.
That's good.
The donations have stopped with your storytelling.
Okay, but
we need to change our angle.
I'm just saying that.
If you want to see Bradley curl Lori?
Yes.
Fully masked.
No, but Brad would need to curl. He's not going to curl me.
He's not going to curl me.
Yeah, he's going to curl Rocco.
Rocco.
Man on man curling.
That's right. Okay, but seriously,
that's how he did it, though. Oh, it started out as an erotic bicep curl challenge.
It started out, as one has at their house Friday night.
You know, Julia, they were being creative. They had magical thinking. They thought this was all going to go away. And then it was just, wow.
Who are you? Who are you? Okay, Rocco, did you ever come up? Oh, we got to take a quick break. Okay, we are accepting donations all day. You can donate whenever you want. It'd be nice to, if it happened while we're here. We'd like to give you a shout out. Go to MyTalk, keyword, MyTalk 1071, keyword project. And we want to thank everybody for donating, and we just hope more people donate to our cause, Springboard for the Arts, supporting our local artists. We'll
thank
be right
you,
back.
Julia.
Yep.
This is Project Down and Dirty, classic radio drama.
In the early days of broadcasting, few people realized what a fine art radio was to become, or what an influence it was destined to wield upon mankind.
On MyTalk 107.1, presented by Dr. Anesthetics and 360 Painting Minneapolis.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
Meaning of this.
What is the meaning of this that nobody is donating? Julia, is it us? Is it something we said?
It is.
You know what? I have a theory. I have a theory.
We always worry when we have theories.
No, but I have a theory that because you were just talking about how people are working from home, not driving in their car.
Right.
So I wonder how many people now take the joy of listening to us, Julia, and they listen to it not in their cars, but maybe another time, or we keep them company at another time.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think we drive, do. Because we know they're listening.
Or then again, if they're in their car, they couldn't donate because they're driving.
Exactly. This is what we always suffer. Yeah. We always come up against. We're drive time divas, for crying out loud. Thank you, Lori, for saying that. But we are raising
money.
But
Rocco did also make the other point. And if they are driving, Rocco, it's impossible.
The other point I want to make, I know it's Hollywood speak. At one point last night, you guys both bragged that you were really good at turning your mics on and off.
Oh, yeah.
And then the segment started with Julia's mic off. Sometimes you guys talk during the commercial. So, yeah, you don't.
We don't. You know what? We used to think.
Let's get better at it. It'll be good.
Okay, we can.
I'll get better at the things I should do, too.
I love it that we're getting reprimanded by our newest colleague.
But you guys both like went to the mat saying, we always turn our mics on and off. And then this segment started with you.
Really?
That was Julia.
I know, can I
that
tell you Julia. Why? I do not like it when someone turns on the mic for me when we're coming in. Because what if I'm not ready? And I said something naughty.
True.
I've got a potty mouth. This is why I like that control.
How about Adele at the beginning of the when she said, because she, remember when we saw her in concert, she swears, she loves that.
She sings
the
most romantic.
It's a verb, it's an adjective, it's a noun, it's just everything. And that huge Keenan, I'm going to miss Keenan whenever, I think this is his last
season.
He's
funny.
He is so good.
When the Village People skit, that was the best SNL in so long.
It really was.
As far as I'm concerned, Adele needs to host that once a month.
Oh, Lori.
Oh, no, I'm not kidding you. She was so good, Jules.
All right. Let me give you something Hollywood speak.
All right. Give me something.
All right. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are engaged. And here's the quote. Thanks for saving my 2020 and the rest of my life. Yes, please.
Who said that? Is that
Gwen Stefani?
No,
he did.
All right. He said that. He's, like I said, he gave her the $1.2 million diamond buried in a bucket in 2016. The word was that she won an annulment. But really, Blake has been married twice.
Yeah.
She's got three kids. Maybe she just wasn't ready. Maybe she just wanted to see the others. She said no.
I know she did.
She said no. So now she said yes because they've been together 5 years now. And so she's seen everything.
Yeah.
There's really no.
Well, and the other big thing is she had young kids. You know, they had, but she had young kids that she had to deal with her ex-husband. Right. So I think the transition, but she said.
I'm happy for these two.
I am so happy.
I like them. They're unlikely. And so I like them. And I guess I kind of feel, I guess I thought they were engaged.
I did too.
To be honest.
Mm-hmm. He's only 44 and she's 50, 51. Mm-hmm. I like that age difference.
3-2-1 for Miranda Lambert to make some kind of news, you guys. Just, you know, maybe just a post here or there.
Okay.
There is no love lost with Miranda blames Blake for all the parts that she played in her marriage mistake. She still isn't like past that.
No. I would welcome people if you would like to make a donation of $10 right now. We would scream your name out loud.
Okay. Hollywood speak this. Ryan Phillippe is jogging yesterday on the Pacific Coast Highway and there's a billboard for Ellen DeGeneres, a poster, you know, saying what time it's on.
Yep.
And he stops running, takes the selfie and captions it, and remember to be kind, .. Oh, wait.
Oh. Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
I mean, it doesn't get more of a pointed dig than that, does it, Rocco?
No.
I mean, he's making it real clear. And, of course, Reese's bestie TV friends with Ellen. And you don't see Ryan Phillippe ever going on that show. So I think it's double.
It was a double
dig.
All right. Here's one.
Mm-hmm.
This made me laugh today. Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev blames the TV show Dallas for the fall of the USSR because it opened people's eyes to Western lifestyles.
Oh, when that started airing, like on satellite TV or something, whatever they had?
He says it's the main reason behind the collapse of communism in the Soviet Union. And that he goes on to say that... Well, he admitted the illicit broadcast of the U.S. show in Russia opened his eyes and everyone else's to Western life, and it brought down the communist superpower.
That is why North Korea and China do not let any Western TV shows be sold, played there. That's why movie studios pander to that audience for that Chinese, you know, for that money. It's a very powerful influence, and not to say, but it's amazing how much that kind of suppression, but that's exactly why the dictators, and that's why they don't have it. They don't want anyone to think that there could be a fabulous life that's not dreary or hungry or cold or, you know, that's...
I love your art depictions of those countries.
Well, freezing, they are.
Oh, I know. Dreary, cold,
hungry. Oh, and Russia, Russia, you know, they did throw that mantle off or whatever. So, yeah, that's why China and North Korea are like, they put the hammer down. In fact, Miley Cyrus, I mean, yeah, I mean, all these people, even if they take, their censors are like so... Miley Cyrus is still banned from China from like a picture she did. I swear, you guys. I mean, like eight, maybe 10 years ago when she was like 15 or something, and she was in, she was somewhere and she pulled her eyes down.
Right. Oh, geez. Right.
But that, like, they're like, she's not, any of her stuff is welcome. So there have been people in Hollywood who've like really been upset with different Hollywood things about the way that they
have changed the way they make the movies for, so China likes the content.
And, yes.
Well, you know who makes the most movies? I think I read something, India. India makes the most movies.
Oh, they do, yeah.
They're just prolific movie people. And if you just want to go into a deep dive with Priyanka Chopra, I did watch a Bollywood movie.
Oh.
You know, Nick Jonas's wife.
I have the Bollywood station in my package.
Oh, yeah.
Of course she does, but she doesn't have stars.
That's Comcast.
She doesn't have stars. Well,
yeah, I know.
Every year I want to get into like Bollywood and the big musicals.
Oh, I love them. So fun. They're really fun.
There's a bunch on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you can just watch them.
That's where I watched it. But this one was about Priyanka Chopra was always wanted to be a model, and she's from a small town, and her dad didn't want her to do it, but she did it until she got sucked in.
I think had an affair do you with think a, she thought that like more would have happened to her career if she married Nick Jonas?
I don't think so. I she's so famous, Laurie. She has been working since she was a child.
I get that, but she wanted to be a movie star here.
Do you really believe that? When you're that famous for that long and have that much money, who cares where your movie star?
Because it's the American audience. That's the dream, Julia.
I don't have that dream. Well, if I was famous and
Act, okay? So there's that. We've pricked that. But do you know what I'm
pretty
saying?
Pretty pathetic at fundraising, too, if you want to add something else to the list.
Because I read this interview with Salma Hayek. She was on this very, very successful telenovela.
Yes.
And people were like saying, she don't leave this job. You know, you're well known in the whole, you know, Hispanic speaking, all the kind of people know you. You're famous. Why do you need to be more famous? And she's like, I want the American audience to know me because then,
then you've made it.
And so she left and they were like, no one's going to cast you. You don't even speak English that well. And then what's his name? Cast her in Desperados. Mm. Robert
Rodriguez
with,
cast her in that.
With Antonio Banderas, wasn't he in that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Puss in Boots. We want to thank Gina.
What an international Hollywood speak we had today. Gorbachev made an appearance.
I know it.
I want to thank our donators, Gina and Eric and Craig and Linda. Thanks, everybody, for donating. We are going to be here. Every $10 matters. We're collecting money for Springboard for the Arts. We'll be right back.